Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breath holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on. Oh,
everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carried for Animals, number 258 shows and counting. I want to welcome everyone aboard this evening, all you new listeners. Hope you enjoy the show and you keep coming back and spreading the word on these shows, advocacy for the animals. All you returning listeners, thank you for all your support that you're given, and because I stand up for all the animals in need and distress. They need our voices out there, ladies and gentlemen, to do our part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part and take that action. That is the key to see any positive changes made. We're going to have another great show this evening. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. If you notice at the bottom of it, please check it out. You can share these radio promos 24/7, and all the shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to them anytime. If you go on the PPJ Gazette on the right-hand column, you could put in a search, Voices Carried for Animals, or you could put my name, Debbie Dahmer, or you could put TS Radio. But TS Radio is the shows, 163 shows before Animal Advocates Radio came along, where I went on my own. But I want to, I am your host and producer of Animal Advocates Radio, Debbie Dahmer, Voices Carried for Animals. It's on every Thursday night live. And, you know, you could call in if you have any comments or questions for the guests, and I'll give you that number right now. It's area code 310-982-4270. And if you're in the queue, press 1 if you want to speak, and try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Try to be professional, with the guests, please. And, you know, keep spreading the word out there, because the animals are innocent. They're defenseless and helpless and voices. And the more we come together as one, the stronger we become. And, you know, those changes get made. Contact your, you know, state legislators. Get to know them. You can email them or, you know, write them or make it that phone call. Fax them, you know, make an appointment in person. Just try to be professional, polite, and getting your word across on what you're looking for, what other issues you have. And that's the main thing. So I'm going to go on with the show. I got a guest coming back, Senator Raymond Lesniak, founder and president of the Lesniak Institute for American Leadership, and also Sarah Mack, director. I want to welcome him. I'm going to bring him on first, welcome him back. This is great having him back on. He was a proud supporter for Nosy the Elephant, which she is in a sanctuary in Tennessee. She has her own law in New Jersey, Nosy's Law. He has been relentless and supportive, and Nosy is so happy. I want to welcome aboard everyone, Senator Raymond Lesnick. Welcome back, Senator. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing fine. I want to start off by quoting Mahatma Gandhi, who said, "The greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated." That says it all.
I agree totally, you know, because all these animals should be treated with dignity and respect. And they shouldn't be free from fear and bullying and slavery and anxiety and torture.
Well, also, to quote another great human, Pope Francis, who said the same wretchedness that drives someone to be cruel to an animal will also exhibit itself in that person's cruelty to fellow human beings. So as we are kind to animals, we will be kind to the rest of society. And that's what I will strive for. That's what I am striving for.
And you're a great leader out there, Senator Raymond Lesnick. You are awesome out there and doing what you're doing. You have the Lesnick Institute for American Leadership and all that you do. I mean, just all the areas you cover. It is awesome what you're doing. Wonderful. And you're a great inspiration to everybody.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I retired from the legislature almost a year and a half ago after 40 years. And I had many causes that I have championed. And I started the Lesnick Institute for American Leadership. I don't know if Sarah Mack is on yet, but she's my director. She is super. We have causes in animal protection, but also environmental protection and criminal justice reform and social justice as well. But we are very, very much committed to educating the next generation of American leaders, young and old, to advocate on behalf of animal protection and animal welfare.
This is great. I mean, it's just so much, you know, positive news that, you know, when you teach them when they're young, up to every age out there, you know, it doesn't cost anything to be nice to an animal or human. Nothing, not a dime. And when we all do that and help each other out, you know, look and say, hey, I'm going to be very nice. You know, that's the way I like being, you know, showing dignity and respect to animals. Yes.
Well, what better companions do people have now when they're at home, keep social distancing, lockdown orders? It's just great to have. I have two rescues myself, two pity mixes, Penny and Sammy, whom we rescued, and they're great companions. Can't think of anybody more friendly, more likable, if human beings can all only have the same kindness and non-judgmental attitude as our dogs have, would all be better off. But also cats as well. One of the things we're advocating for is trap, neuter, vaccination, and release programs in municipalities and in counties. One of our members, Charlotte Gala, is one of the greatest advocates for trap, neuter, vaccination, and release programs. As a matter of fact, we had planned on having a forum. One of the things that the Lesnick Institute does is gather experts and students from across New Jersey, and we have forums at Kane University that are broadcast over YouTube and Facebook to educate, to bring awareness to the various different issues and to promote advocacy. And one of the things we had planned before the lockdown, led by Charlotte Gala, was going to be a forum on trap, neuter, vaccination, and release for these community cats, formerly called feral cats, You know, they're out in people's backyards. They cannot be domesticated. But left to their own, they'll keep reproducing. And our health problems, but it's not of their fault. And if we institute trap, neuter, vaccination, and release programs, we will save them, their lives, and protect our health as well. And that's why this whole coronavirus tragedy has hopefully will enlighten us in terms of animal safety and animal protection, because it protects us as well. If we protect the community cats, we will protect them, and we protect us as well. We treat animals with respect and safety, and eliminate gestation crates for pigs and for chickens, which are kept in such tight quarters their entire lives. I can't imagine anything more cruel, and it's unsafe. We've seen these horrible conditions in China, where these open air markets, meat markets, are their feeding grounds for diseases and viruses like the coronavirus. So the more and more we as a society globally are aware of treating animals with respect and dignity and kindness and compassion and love, the better off we will be, both for our own society and for our own well-being as human beings.
Agreed all the way. I mean, you couldn't have said it any more better. You know, we are humanity, and we have to, you know, like what's going on right now, Senator Lesnick, it is so, you know, a lot of stress out there. But we can't forget about our furry friends and put them aside. You know, they count too. All lives matter, including the animals. And it's not that hard to give them, you know, let them live comfortably and you know, give them love and care and respect. You know, that our furry loved ones at home, you know, we love them. I mean, they're part of the family. They're the furry daughters or furry sons. And when one of them, you know, passes away, it's like it's a loved one. And it's very hard to take. So we have to, you know, look at all this animal welfare, let them, you know, live comfortably in peace and freedom and happiness and love. It means so much. You know, I know I got a in this household is one dog and two cats, and they love the attention to spend time with them and take care of them, play with them. You know, we get some good laughs, and you know, they're just so much fun. And animals are like that. If everyone would open their heart to them, the bond is magical. We could communicate with them. They just speak in a different language. And they don't deserve, I see, you know, a lot of these photos and horrific videos out there, and it turns my stomach to see it.
Well,
and it shouldn't be happening.
I totally understand that. One of the things I'm most proud of, and I must admit I'm proud of a lot of things I've accomplished in my 40-year career in legislative office, was the sponsor of the first law in the nation and the strongest law in the nation to ban any transaction in ivory products or rhino horns. Our elephants are on the endangered species lists. Even more endangered are rhinos. And it's to feed our need for these trophies. And that's all they are. But what they are is not only cruel, not only endangering elephants and rhinos for extinction on the face of the earth, but they also are a funding mechanism for terrorism groups. Terrorists kill rhinos, kill elephants, and sell these products to us. China is first, United States and the Northeast particularly is second the biggest importer and demand for ivory and for rhino horns. And we're funding terrorists in the process as well. So not only are we endangering species, not only are we exhibiting cruelty to these animals, but we're helping to fund terrorism. So I was a proud sponsor of that legislation. Massachusetts, New York, California have followed suit. But we need nationwide bans on these legislations, on these types of things, and on trophy hunting. I also banned the import and transportation in New Jersey of trophies of endangered species. But we have to get Washington to act as well to make these state programs. We do our best. Noses Law, by the way, Senator Menendez has legislation to enact Noses Law throughout the country. We're the only state to have banned wild animals from traveling circuses. And by the way, the cruelty that these elephants and other wild animals go through for our entertainment. They are beaten into submission. And can you imagine an elephant being contained most of their lives in a trailer in order to entertain us? No difference between that and the Colosseum when human beings were treated in the same way. So we are advancing as a society. As Dr. Martin Luther King said, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it always curves towards justice. So but we need to help that curve. We need to push that curve by citizen action, by a movement that demands on our legislators and our governors and our president and our federal legislators as well to enact laws, many laws that need to be enacted, as I've mentioned a few, to protect animals, to protect their welfare, and we help ourselves at the same time.
That's right. I mean, you said it all right there. I mean, and one thing that's very important is teamwork. You know, the more voices out there, Senator, the better. The action takers. You know, if we sit idle, we can't get nowhere. So we have to take that action.
Let me give a few shout outs because, you know, I had some difficulty. Governor Christie vetoed my ban on gestation crates. He also vetoed my ban on puppy mills. But we have some great leaders in the New Jersey legislature. Senator Vin Gopal, he's picked up the battle to ban gestation crates. Senator Nydia Cruz Perez from Camden County is sponsoring the ban on puppy mills. Assemblyman Raj Mukherjee has always been, he was the assembly sponsor of Noses Law, and Senator Brian Stack is sponsor of the trap neuter vaccination and release programs. So we do have champions in the legislature that as soon as, look, obviously, you know, the legislature isn't doing much right now, but focusing on response to the coronavirus. But as I said before, protecting animals, safety in treatment of farm animals should be part of our response. So as soon as they get back to normalcy, hopefully by the fall, it's very important for us to support these legislators and start advancing these many legislative protections to make New Jersey the humane state. My goal is to make New Jersey the humane state. And we've been first on many humane legislative initiatives, but we have a lot a ways to go. And again, in the fall, we're going to come up with the bear hunt, the totally unnecessary killing of
of bears, and they kill bear cubs as well. And it's absolutely, totally unnecessary. There are non-lethal means of keeping bears out of residential neighborhoods. We attract bears out of their natural habitat. We, human beings, by having these bear hunts and using baiting, they use donuts to lure the bears out of their natural habitat so they can kill them easier, but they also acclimate because there are donuts, these sweets all over the place. Now they're looking for other types of food, and then people in their neighborhoods indiscriminately throw out their trash, attracting bears into their neighborhood. So we are as much, we are invading there and attracting them. We are as big a bigger problem than they are. We need to enact these measures. We don't need to have these killings of bears, and many of them are bear cubs who are killed. Unfortunately, Governor Murphy, who signed Nosey's Law, very proud of that, grateful for that, but, you know, has allowed these bear hunts to continue. So there are many, many, will be many, many opportunities, and citizen advocacy is the way to bring this to attention, to support these legislators who are animal friendly, and to work as soon as the legislature gets back in action again, and the federal government as well, to forget the words of Mahatma Gandhi and Pope Francis, and let's not forget our fellow inhabitants on Earth, the animals that inhabit Earth along with us.
That is so true, because we're all on this Earth temporarily, and we got to make the best of it, even the animals. You know, let them live their lives the best way, because they deserve it. I mean, they, you know, we shouldn't have to hide them or ignore them or, you know, sweep them under the carpet. That's not right. They should, you
well,
know, be noticed. Yeah, go ahead.
One of the things
sorry.
I applaud Governor Murphy for signing, and I was not able to get this through the legislature. It was one of my few, some of the times I got stopped at the Governor Christie's desk, but normally I was able to get things to his desk. But I was not able to get shark finning, the ban on shark finning, through the Assembly. I always got it through the Senate. I always said I could get a ham sandwich passed through the Senate. I had a good reputation there and a lot of friends there. Sometimes I got stalled in the Assembly. But with shark finning, this is, first of all, again, sharks are part of our ecosystem. If you take them out of the ramifications, the unintended consequences are unimaginable. You just don't know what's going to happen. You could be creating another coronavirus by upsetting the ecological balance that God has created on the face of this earth. But it's also so very cruel because these shark fins consumed, again, I'm sorry, by the Asian community, but also as a delicacy, if you will, in shark fin soup, here in America, because the shark fins are so valuable, the shark meat themselves took up too much space on the ship. So they would just capture the sharks, cut the fins off, and then dump the shark back into the water to bleed to death.
Mm.
So inhumane, cruel, totally unnecessary. And thankfully, New Jersey has joined other coastal states finally, and Governor Murphy signed legislation banning this cruel practice. It should not exist anywhere in America.
Going back into the water, that is, and they suffer just like we do. They feel pain. You know,
no
it's a, that
yeah.
is so cruel. Heartless.
Yes. You know, I want to. You know, Debbie, if I would like to talk a little bit about a proposal that, again, Governor Christie vetoed that I think should be on the top of our agenda, and that is banning these puppy mills that exist
throughout outside of New Jersey. There's absolutely no reason why. Let me say this. Our proposal is to require that these pet stores sell only dogs and cats and other animals from certified, state-certified rescue organizations. There is no reason for a dog or a cat to be put to death because nobody wants them. Totally unnecessary. They're the greatest companions anybody can have. And there's no reason for these breeding operations to export dogs and cats into the state, many of which wind up on the streets, wind up being euthanized because nobody wants them. One of the unintended benefits, if you will, of the coronavirus is that people are adopting rescues because they're such great companions. We should only allow sales. You can have private breeds if you want your own special breed. We can allow that, but there's no reason for mass breeding of dogs and cats when there are so many up and available for adoption, and they're the greatest friends and companions you can possibly have.
Yes, and I totally agree with you. And Senator, I'm going to be bringing Sarah on here with you so you can stay right on air, okay? And introduce her.
I want to hear from Sarah because she is a great advocate and leader of all these causes.
This is another great show, I'm telling you. Yes.
Yeah, is she on, Sarah? Are you on?
Okay.
I'm on.
Go ahead. Sarah, you're live and on air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. This is your first time, and I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for having me.
You're so very welcome. You want to go ahead and tell the audience, you're the director for the Lesnik Institute for American Leadership, and you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started and all the advocacy you do, and that's what it takes, advocacy. You know, it's together we can make a difference. We just gotta try.
Yeah, absolutely. So I graduated from Kane University, and while I was there, I was a big environmental advocate. I actually organized an event that brought together a bunch of different universities from around New Jersey to discuss the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, and that's kind of what got me started with advocacy. But I've always been a huge animal welfare supporter. I also have an adopted dog. Her name is Birdie, and she's a mix. I have no idea what she is. So I started working for the Lesniak Institute, which is housed at Kane University, and that's how I found out about it because it was so local, and it really tied into my values. I'm a very idealistic person, and I love to teach people and help people and really make them feel emboldened, and that's exactly what I get to do at the Lesniak Institute under the guidance of Senator Lesniak, who is such a great advocate himself. He's brought to us all of these great causes for animal welfare, along with all of the advocates that we work with. And under his, direction and guidance, we're able to work with these advocates and really help them change legislation in New Jersey to make it a more humane state.
Yeah, man, that's great. And, working like a team like that. And I wanted to give the audience your Facebook page and also your website, and I know you're on Twitter also, if you could give that out to them. And everybody that's listening, if you come in late, you can always go back to these shows. They're all recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And I'll give you that information, how to get to it afterwards. And Senator Lesnik, he has also been on Voices Carry for Animals number 128. And also 135, two other great shows. And And Senator Lesnick, Nosy wanted to me to tell you to, that she wants to hug you with her big trunk around you.
You know, I should. You know what? That's a great idea. I am going to, when we get out of this lockdown, I'm going to go visit her. Great idea.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
Sarah,
yes.
Make sure you put that on our agenda. Sarah, you got that for our agenda?
Absolutely. I look forward to it. I can't wait.
Right.
And take some photos, okay? Because I've seen videos of her, and she is so happy.
You think we'll take photos? We'll take a video. Maybe we'll make a documentary out of it.
There you go, right there, of her life. Because she was locked up in captivity for, 32 years or something like that?
Yes.
That is ridiculous. I mean, these
Hey, Sarah,
animals
how about,
roam.
How about giving us some promotion to the Lesniak Institute, our website and Facebook page?
Yeah, absolutely. So to answer your question, Debbie, our website is lesniakinstitute.org, O-R-G, and all of our social media pages have the same handle, and it's just Lesniak Institute.
Great. And also on Facebook, you can, search it under Lesniak Institute.
Exactly.
Go on there. Yes, and you have a wonderful Facebook page and website and Twitter. And then everybody, do your part, press like, see how you can help out, maybe donate or, see any legislation you can get involved in. Every effort counts out there. Just like with Nosy, I know on this platform I had several shows on her. And when she got released to Tennessee Sanctuary, I had some happy tears coming out. I mean, I just jumped up, just being a part of it. Can't take credit, but when you're a part of it and you see everybody that was involved, Barbara Levette and Robin Verturley and Senator Lesnick, there's this huge list here. And with the website and the Facebook page, it took teamwork all the way. And it was such a victory.
Debbie, the great thing about it is it's not just about Nosy. It's just about all. Nosy was the leader, the inspiration. But now, not only in New Jersey, but other states are adopting Nosy's laws. And so she's a figure of the movement that will not only protect wild animals and circuses, but hopefully will enlighten the rest of the political world, the rest of our community, how important it is not to treat animals with anything other than kindness and respect.
That's right, and that's the way it should be. And Sarah, what all you're doing and everything, you're on front lines helping out. And with these animals, just like with Nosy, made difference for all the elephants in New Jersey with Nosy's law. So it was a chain reaction. I hope all states go by this, and give
Absolutely.
Them the freedom.
Absolutely. It was so great to work with the advocates that helped to enact Nosy's law. And, we're so proud to be able to work with them in order to introduce this federal legislation now to protect the traveling performance animals, the exotic animals from those circuses in order for them to not have to endure the cruel practices. So it's really great to be able to help the animals and also to embolden the advocates to follow their passions.
And that's legislation sponsored by our own New Jersey State Senator, Bob Menendez.
We have a caller here if you want to take a phone call.
Please,
area code
of course.
530. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. You are live and on the air. Go ahead. You got any comments or questions for the guest, please?
Well, good evening, all you fabulous animal warriors. Hi, Debbie. This is Jennifer. Hello, Senator Lesniak.
Hello.
Hello. It is definitely a pleasure to connect with you. I have to say that when I think of a legislator superhero, you are definitely on the top of the list.
Agreed.
Yes, yes. I want to call and just, yeah, just thank you. Just have the pleasure of making your acquaintance and to say thank you so very much. I cannot begin to say how grateful so many of us animal advocates out here just truly appreciate a lawmaker that just connects on such an amazing level with the animal kingdom and fights for them. And thank you for everything you've done to help with Nosy. Very thrilled to hear that you're pushing for the anti-puppy mill bill there. I was very honored to be to participate in being an HSUS district leader and advocating in committee at the state capitol here in California for AB 45 a couple of years ago. That started that kind of that wave, and so I'm pumped to hear that New Jersey is taking that route, and I believe I think Maryland might be going that direction as well. What I've heard also, so it just goes to show that, you know, once a wave is created, it really can be a beacon and take off and can be helped in so many different areas. And so thank you so very much for what you're doing there in New Jersey for the animals. And I like to participate in many different facets of animal advocacy. As Debbie knows, I'm always relentlessly popping on and bringing up the issue of endlessly tethered and chained dogs across the country. And I had a question for you. For 2 years in a row now, I direct an anti-chain division of a grassroots organization called the Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign. And for 2 years in a row, we have struggled to gain the support of we have been advocating for attended tethering only and stronger specifications for dogs that must live outside 24/7, such as the definition of what is adequate shelter, what is sufficient enclosure size for dogs left outside. And we've really been struggling to get the support of our state animal control association. We get reports all the time from rescues across the state of California. We do have a state anti-tether law of a minimum of 3 hours, but I hear many, many times it's very difficult to enforce. So that is why we're trying to update to attended tethering, but we can't seem to get their support. So I was wondering, as a senator, when we go to lobby, how critical do you feel it is if an organization comes in to lobby for a law for a companion animal, how closely or how critical is it for this organization to have the support or even endorsement of your state animal control association?
Well, first of all, great question. You know, our animal control association in New Jersey was one of the most inhumane organizations that we had in this state. New Jersey SPCA, I abolished.
Oh, wow.
They were absolutely corrupt. They were incompetent.
Okay.
And they were just in it for self-serving purposes. However, we do have, and that may answer your question. I don't know the situation in California, but we do have county SPCAs that are very, very supportive and very, very, very strong. And actually, just on a general basis for advocacy, the more and more you get down to the grassroots level, where the grassroots components can talk directly to their state legislators, the more effective you will be. So working at the local level, I teach a course in advocacy at Kane University, and one of the things, there are two things that we emphasize. Number one, building from the ground up rather than from the top down. And secondly, it's important to have personal stories.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why we got Noses Law passed. It's always good to identify with a particular personal story that is out there that grabs the hearts and souls of legislators and the community at large. So that's the advice that I would give you to. I particularly think there are a lot bigger issues, at least in the state of New Jersey. Many of our dog and animal, cat and animal shelters are just so poorly run, so unsafe, unnecessarily euthanize them, that for us, that's actually even a bigger issue, straightening out that situation, as well. But, you know, you have to take little baby steps and just chipping away at the issue. So attack it broadly, specifically, but most importantly, get that local support and drive that local support. That will be very helpful to you.
Yes, I have been told that a few times in regards to California. I mean, even though we do have a state statute, I'm currently working with some wonderful advocates in Florida, because what's really awesome in Florida is, a lot of people don't necessarily realize what an epidemic tethered chained dogs are across the country. But we're really excited because almost 20 counties in the state of Florida have attended tethering in place, and so we're using that as a catalyst to push this forward, because we really think that Florida is ready, because we've gotten feedback from a lot of organizations and animal control in Florida on how effective it saves taxpayer dollars. It's much more easily enforced, and so it covers almost half of the population in Florida. So we're really excited about that, we're getting a lot more support in Florida than we currently are in California. So we're kind of switching routes and working in Florida instead. So I thought it would be I wanted to really hear your feedback on that issue with state animal control and how much a legislator looks at that with companion animal. Yeah. But you pretty much answered the question. I mean, so if somebody came to you and the state animal control wasn't behind it, you basically would still look at it because of you said the corruption within some of these organizations.
Very much so. We were very much aware of that, and we relied more on the local organizations to get our support.
That's great. That's really encouraging to hear, because it's been very frustrating, and it feels like we keep hitting walls when it comes to that support, because they're telling us, well, we don't see any of these cases, when we're seeing them left and right, because they're saying they're not being reported by their directors. It's like, I guess we get to go to the ground level then, like you're saying.
Absolutely. It's always the best place to start. Always.
Well, if you need any anti-tethering laws passed, if you'd like to push for something in your state, I'm here, and I'm very willing to help with that, because it's definitely an issue very pressing and very urgent, or near. I don't know if you want to call it an issue near and dear to my heart, because it breaks my heart to see man's best friend languishing on chains and tethers often their whole lives, suffering through elements and just horrific abuse, and for our public to have to witness that, it's definitely a life goal. So if anyone needs any help in New Jersey, send them my way.
We have laws with regard to temperature in that regard, but not a broader based. And, you know, you can always, you know how to get in touch with us if if you want to get something going here in the state of New Jersey. Well, we're all ears. That's
that would
sure.
be awesome. Well, we definitely know who to approach then.
That's right.
Thank
direct
you. Thank
you. Direct connect.
Yes. Thanks so
yes.
much for everything, Senator Lesniak.
Thank you.
And Jennifer, thank you for calling in. And next week she'll be on the show, everyone, with Chris Kelly Foundation teaming up, coming on air on, you know, dog tethering. So K9 Unchained USA will be on next week.
Back to Bug Debbie again.
No, it's not. Hey, you can call in anytime you want to. Any former guests, all of them are so amazing and made this show so successful. Even on when I was with Marty Oakley on her Voices Carry for Animals TS Radio Network. So you call in anytime you want to. You know, being involved, that helps us all out. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And I got another
Thanks.
Caller.
Thank you.
And, hey, welcome aboard next week, okay? Can't wait.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
great
it.
Show. All right?
Looking forward to it. Uh-huh. You bet.
Okay, we got another caller. Area code 719. And we got another former guest here. This is great. Go ahead, Mama Cat.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing today?
Good. How are you? Thank you for calling in. Got two former guests calling in tonight. All you can call in as many times as you want to, getting, you know, crossing over, multitask. But go right ahead.
You know, once we get in it, it's hard to get out of it. So I just wanted to thank Senator Lesniak for all of his hard work. And it's so nice to hear him on the show again, pushing for getting rid of the puppy mills and helping with TNR. And I'm even happier to hear that he's getting rid of the corruption in the animal welfare business. As everybody knows, it's pretty rampant. We're having a hard time, you know, with the lockdown and everything and getting our TNR cats done. This is like our busiest time of the year. And I've got two air conditioned and heat controlled sheds that are filled with cats. We've had to make some pretty big cages to keep them in until we can get them to the vets because nobody's doing spay and neuter. It's not considered essential here. And so we're just trying to hold out and trying to do the best we can, you know, like everybody else.
By the way, it's important, I've been told, and I agree, that we do not forget about it. It's trap, neuter, vaccinate, and release. Yes?
Yeah. Yep.
And I think that's one good thing, that one thing to promote, again, with society, because everyone is, you know, self-concerned. And it's important, again, this is a health issue. This is a health issue for us as well. It's not just to protect the cats themselves, but to protect our communities as well as being compassionate for the cats who are out there, who are in our community. They're part of our community. They're not just feral cats. They're part of our community, and we need to treat them that way. And with trap, neuter, vaccination, and release programs, and God bless you for the work that you're doing. You're doing God's work here. You know, we have Charlotte Gower here in New Jersey, who is your persona here in New Jersey. That's the same thing. She's an incredible advocate, and it's something that it's the next wave of animal protection that we need to pay attention to.
Absolutely. You know, last year I did over 800 cats, and
wow.
I got myself into a little bit of legal trouble.
Oh, I'm sure it always happens, right? those lawyers get in the way all the time. Coming from
well,
a lawyer myself.
You know, some people don't get it, and they want the cats gone, and... I was feeding, and people kept dumping our food, and I videoed them, and I made a big post on my page about it, and it actually went crazy, and it went south. People took it to the far, far extreme, which is not good for our cause.
No.
You know, and so I ended up in court. I'm still dealing with it, but I'm hoping that I'll get through it and get everything dropped. But, you know, people think that we're just crazy people out there catching cats, fixing them, and dumping them, and they just don't get, you know, we're doing it for the entire community. It's not,
yes,
it's not just that it's a feel-good moment. We're doing it for the community. Just the ones that were in my yard, 19 pregnant cats when I moved here, 154 babies. One amount. Now, who would have had four litters of kittens?
Oh, man.
You know, if people saw the numbers, you know, maybe they wouldn't be so rough on us about it, but, you know, that's over 300 kittens in one season that were stopped from being out on the streets, starving and carrying diseases, because we can't get to them all as hard as we try. We're just, you know, we're trying.
Well, thank you, and God bless you for, as I said, you're doing God's work. And we'll continue to advocate on behalf of the community cats across America.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, it's hard because there's so many animals out there that need our help, and
yes,
we just kept plugging along, and with you and the other senators and legislators that are on our side, it makes a big difference for us. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much, and it's nice seeing you on the show again.
Well, thank you very much, and your work inspires me and keeps me and keeps Sarah doing what we try to do to alert the entire state of New Jersey and beyond our borders to that, you know, kindness to human being, kindness to animals reflects our values as human beings as well.
It truly does.
Thank you.
Yes, it does. And thank you, Ray, for calling in, a.k.a. Mama Cat. And all those cats.
We have our own mama cat here in New Jersey. You got to hook up with her, Charlotte Gallo. She's the most fierce community cat advocate I can possibly imagine. So she has met her match in you.
What was her name again, Sam?
Charlotte Gallo. Charlotte Gallo. She's incredible advocate for community cats.
I'll have to check.
By the way, let me mention before we sign off, next week is Animal Protection Week, I believe.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, look, as far as I'm concerned, 52 weeks out of the year is Animal Protection Week. And, you know, it's just part of our existence here on Earth. We were put on Earth along with animals to live in conjunction with each other, and that's what we should strive to do.
That's right. And, Ray, you can go ahead and stay on. I got another caller calling in.
Sure.
She was packed, okay, everybody. So thank you all for listening in. And area code 603, you're live and on the air. Go right ahead.
Another
great show.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Senator. This is Barbara Lovett with Save Nosy Now. How is everyone?
Did you hear? Sarah and I are gonna we're gonna plan when we get out of this lockdown. We're gonna take a visit to Nosy and bring a camera crew with us. I'd love to see her.
I'm so glad to hear that. I heard something through the grapevine about that, Ray, and I'm really pleased. I just wanted to call in and thank you for all your help with everything with Nosy's Law in New Jersey. And we're pushing forward to try to get other states to go along with the same idea of banning traveling circuses. And I wondered if you had any good tips for us tonight that we could still work on while we're still in this COVID crisis.
Yeah, I wish I did. I mean, the only thing I can say, but the problem is the situation in Washington is not very conducive to animal protection and animal kindness. But our Senator Bob Menendez has sponsored legislation to enact Noses Law across the nation. And I don't want to be political on this call or ever. However, I must recognize that under the current political situation, that's not going to happen. So, hopefully things will change and both parties.
I think if we keep pushing a little bit, maybe we'll get TSPA to go through the traveling circus bill
exactly.
That is in the Senate and the House. I mean, there's great bipartisan support for that.
You know what? Again, it's a question of the groundswell from the ground up, whether it's in a Democratic state or a Republican state. If you get enough support from the ground up, the federal legislators will take notice.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And that's what we're working with right now in some of the
states
is just trying to get their attention, keep their attention focused on that. It's very difficult right now, as you said, with the current administration and also the current crisis in our country. So, you know, just trying to keep them focused on that is a task in itself on a regular basis. And with this crisis, it's just making everything so much worse and backlogged everywhere. We will continue to keep fighting for things like that and the Big Cat Public Safety Act and such wonderful plans that people have put in place to protect our large wild exotic animals like the big tigers and the elephants. Save Nosy Now is just dedicated to that, as you know, to try to get these elephants into sanctuary where they belong. Because of you, Nosy's Law became the law of the land in New Jersey, and we would like to see that continue throughout the country. There are several other states, of course, that have gone along with that whole idea, and we just want to make it grow as much as we can. And so if we can ever do anything to help you out, please reach out to me to let me know if there's anything.
Well, we sure will, and thank you for all your support and your advocacy. We couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you so much, Mom.
Thank you so much. And when Nosy sees him, she's going to hug him with her trunk.
I'm looking forward. It's something I'm going to be looking forward to. I am so excited about thinking about getting that done. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be a fabulous thing to be able to look at her
and see her.
I mean, just seeing that. Seeing the photos and the few videos that the Elephant Sanctuary has put out has just done our hearts so much good, knowing that she's in such a good place and thriving. She looks incredible, and we're so
happy. She looks great. Boy, she looks great. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
It warms my heart. I feel good about that.
Yes.
I know you do. We all do. Thank you.
And Barbara Levette is also a former guest. Looking forward to having you back on, Barb. You keep up the outstanding job you're doing. We're down in a minute and 30 seconds, everyone. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank Jennifer for calling in, and she'll be on next week with Chris Kelly Foundation, the founder, talking about the USA or K9 Unchained USA. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. All these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Senator Raymond Lesniak, for coming on this evening. And looking forward to have you back on. And you too, also Sarah Mack, the director of the Lesniak Institute for American Leadership. Please check out their website and Facebook page, Twitter. You know, press like and, get the word out there because it's a human chain reaction. The more voices and action takers, the faster changes for the animals, their lives and futures and make it better for them. We can do it. We can all do it. I want to give a couple of shout outs here for helping me support this show every week. Take Action, help ban animal gas chambers. Also, Voices Care for Animals support group, all the admins on there. The Paul's Call Show, fans of animal rights, help fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Voices for Animals, Paul's Pet Foundation, Paul's Across America website. This list goes on the followers that get involved and help me share on Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you all so much. Hope everybody has a great Easter next on Sunday, and may God bless you all, and be safe, and let's get and say some prayers for all the coronavirus victims out there. May the rest in peace is the one that passed away, and the ones that survive, and say a prayer for them, because we're all going through a devastating time with this. So hope it ends. Say some prayers, everyone. May God bless. Thank you, Senator Raymond Lesnick, and also Sarah. And thank you, Barb, for calling in. And also, Ray, three former guests calling in tonight. It's what another great show. Thank you, everyone. And hope to
thank you.
Tune in
God
next
bless.
Week.
Thank you, Debbie.
Hey, you're so truly welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.